Morrison, the Moon Dance. 3.5 minutes past 11 o'clock on a Friday, and it's time now for Wine of the Week, the Topset Lifestyle Wine of the Week, presented as regular by Valencia and Eamon from Topset Lifestyle. Welcome to you both. Lovely Thanks, to Steve. Have you in the studio.
Morning, Dave.
And Thanks, and Steve. you are sitting, Valencia, exactly where Gizwe Kunu was sitting yesterday. Can you feel the heat in the seat?
I'm so happy.
You like him?
I would love him.
Is he your hero?
I do.
He's a big guy. I thought watching him on social media, he looked quite short because I thought he was the shorter of the triumvirate when it came to Mr. Ndabandaba. Because he must be huge. And even Jacinta, I think, is quite large. I mean, talking about stature. Because, he filled the space. And the bodyguards that came and the police that came. It was very interesting to be here. You should have been here with your wine.
Because
I think he's quite partial to a little wine of the week.
Which is good.
Probably a couple of bottles would have done nicely. So the next time we invite him, I'll call you and you can bring.
Definitely.
But today we are tasting or talking about a wine that, according to my information, is from Plaisir Estate. It's a red wine. It's a 2023 vintage. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct, Dave. Yes.
So it should be quite smooth and mellow.
Yes, it's a typical blend.
Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Malbec, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. Yes. Now, if ever there was a porridge, that could be it. Hey?
You've got it all in this mix, Dave.
It's a Bordeaux blend.
It's a typical Bordeaux blend, but a little bit extra in there. It's been around for quite a while. The old farm used to be owned by part of the Stell before Heineken took them over and before the farm was sold off. It used to be called Plaisir de Merle in the old days, but they've changed it all now to just Plaisir Estate. And today we're drinking the red, the 2023. As I said, the varietals that are there, all different components put together to make this stunning blend, Dave, that we're going to try. Alex is the viticulturist. Alex Versfalt.
There we go.
It's a tongue twister now for me.
Well, we could call him Versfalt or Varsfeld.
Varsfeld.
Probably. Varsfeld. But I'm getting a little nervous here, Eamon, because I see in the description that it is a dry red. And sometimes dry red can be... I'll never forget a friend of mine whose parents bought a very remote holiday place, really, in the middle of Zululand, and their next-door neighbor was a real character, sort of Oomskalk Lawrence Herman Charles Bosman character, called Porchiter. And they were neighbors, so the Porchiters came round for dinner, and my friend Dave Rattray's dad, Peter, was an eminent attorney, and he had produced wine for the evening, and the Porchiters came in there, and he poured out this expensive, beautiful, and Mrs. Porchiter said, "You know, Mr. Rattray, this wine is very bitter. Haven't you got any Hanepoort?" So I feel a bit like her sometimes.
Yes, to have a nice glass of Hanaport is right. They like their sweet wines. Yeah.
Haven't you got? So let's now see. Instead of Hanaport, we've got this Bordeaux blend, a dry medium dry red. With apparently, when you open the cork, when you pop it, because it has got a cork, we should then enjoy the benefits of a bouquet of ripe fruit, which unfolds. You see, this is what they say, it unfolds. That's a pity that you're not all in the studio with us, folks, because you would be amazed at how when the cork pops, the bouquet unfolds. Oh, listen to that. It's unfolding. The universe is unfolding as it should. And the wine is now featuring jammy blueberry, luscious stewed fruits, and ripe plums. A hint of mint adds a refreshing twist, enhancing the aromatic complexity. Now, that's what the notes say. Does it deliver on what the notes say? Valencia, what is your take? Thank you, Eamon. It looks lovely.
This is very nice. It's got a nice, beautiful nose. The color, as it's saying on the notes, it's got a nice cap, Petit Verdot, Merlot, Malbec.
It's unusual. It's unusual to find blue wine in your glass.
Never.
Yes. It's a nice dark, nice dark color.
Nice and dark, like ruby.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the ink.
Oh, no. Just,
Okay, so, but the interesting thing is the stewed fruits and the jammy blueberries and the ripe plums, it does definitely already on the nose give you a hint that this is a dry wine. It's not going to be a fruit salad.
Yes, Dave. Yeah, as what the descriptive notes tell us, mixed fruit. But the spices there and that jammy fruit should be there. But it shouldn't be, when they say dry, I don't think it's going to be, we haven't tasted it yet, so no, I don't think it's going to be as dry as what we're expecting it to be.
Well, let's have a look and see, because of course it is a wine of the week and it's a tasting. You'll be able to taste it at Tops at Lifestyle this afternoon if you are in the area. Hang on a second. Oh, now they say that this medium-bodied wine showcases a continuation of the stewed fruit flavors from the nose, delivering a velvety texture and satisfying mouthfeel. And the balance of fruitiness and freshness creates a harmonious profile. And I don't think that that's far off at all.
I think it's
that's a good description.
It's a good description of it. The dryness is there, but it's not overpowering.
My tongue hasn't retreated.
Everything is well balanced.
It hasn't raised the flag of retreat and disappeared into the back of my throat, as has happened once or twice before in the past. Not with your wines, but I mentioned to you that we'd been to the opening of a ristorante not too long ago in Lito. They brought out a bottle of wine that they said was many thousands of rand, and we each got a little tiny snifter. And that I felt very much like Mrs. Portita looking for Annapur because it was very bitter. But this is lovely. This is
very nice.
It has apparently the aging potential to take it into your cellar for the next 5 to 10 years. And what would that do, Eamon, in your humble opinion, if you were to lay this down for another 10 years? What could one expect?
I reckon, Dave, it'll develop more in the bottle, considering the blend and the varietals that are in there. It'll just become more mellow, more softer, more easier drinking.
Okay.
The taste will change, especially when in 5 years' time or 10 years' time when you open it, it'll be totally different. Because don't forget now, you've stored it. And it's gone for 10 years. So all that flavor has been locked up for 10 years inside there. So it's going to be totally different to when you pull the cork out. But you may have to aerate it or decant it and leave it for around 15 to 20 minutes. And just let the oxygen go in there and release those flavors back out.
So the complexity would change, but it wouldn't become drier.
No, it'd become a lot more softer, more smoother, more silkier, Dave. Softer, that dryness, I think you'll find, will probably be gone completely.
Oh.
It'll completely change character. And the fruit aspect of it as well will also change. I think you'll pick up a little more of the plum in it. Maybe you'll pick up a little bit more spice. You might pick up a little bit of, because it's been aged that long now, you might pick up a bit of leather, really go to a nice leather shop and you smell that fresh, that leather as it's been cut, you might pick that up in it. And also maybe a little bit of tobacco, mocha or cigar box, as you go along.
Now, I mentioned that you have a tasting this afternoon.
That's correct, Dave.
Between 2 and 4.
Two and four.
So if you are keen, you pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and there it'll be. And tomorrow is another tasting at 12 o'clock.
12 to 2
tomorrow as well, yeah.
And what kind of price are we looking at here? Because it's a very serious looking bottle. I mean, they don't play games here. There's no funny pictures, and it's a heraldic kind of, I don't know, what do you call that? A griffin, an heraldic griffin, and the dark brown label with gold writing with just a splash of white under the estate red, but it's Plaisir estate wine. From Simmonsberg in Paarl. So what do we expect to pay for this?
I said, well, because it's premium and but the blend that it is, the farm that it is, and the wine that's in there, you're looking at just under 200 rand a bottle. So it's $199.99.
There we go. That's the retailer in us all. It's not 200 rand. It's below 200. Ooh, yeah. Below 200 rand. It's for what you're getting, folks, it's well priced. This is a premium wine that, as Eamon explained earlier, will improve with age. So you can add this now to your cellar if you are fortunate enough to have such a thing and the kids haven't found it yet. And you can lock it away for the next 10 years and enjoy it. But you can drink it right now, and it's very, very pleasant, very acceptable. Don't take my word or anyone else's. Why don't you pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and try it for yourself? I think you'll find that it is as described, yeah, as described in the fine print. You'll enjoy it very much. And today, of course, it is the Plaisir Estate Red 2023 available at Tops at Lifestyle. And again, another triumphal wine of the week. Thank you, Eamon and Valencia.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else as a sort of parting shot?
Well, I suppose next week is the 2nd of July, Dave. Next week, Thursday. So as per normal, the first Thursday of every month, we'll be doing our first Thursdays at the gallery next week as well.
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. And that'll be, so you'll be able to recover from Tuesday, Valencia, because I know you're going to be marching and marching.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
With your friend Ngizwe.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be back for you. Tops at Lifestyle, wine of the week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle.